We come to the 17th chapter of the book of Leviticus, and I trust that you are finding this an exciting book as it is unfolding and opening up great basic bedrock truths for the Christian. And though these things were given to the nation Israel in a literal way, they have long since, even the very reason for doing these things is passed away. But all of this contains great spiritual truths for us today and answers many questions. And I rejoice so many are saying they're being given new insights into spiritual truth that's in the New Testament. Now, this chapter 17 is no exception to that at all. In this chapter, the theme of it is the one place of sacrifice and the prominence of the blood. Now, the impression that some seem to get is that this is a sequence to the Great Day of Atonement that we've been considering. That was in the 16th chapter. And there is a sequence here, it is true, but very frankly, it's not an extension of this at all. There is no reason for thinking that. The subject is different, and it seems to fall, I think, in a rather logical manner, however. Now, it had direct application to the wilderness march and the period that Israel was camped about the tabernacle, because it had specifically to do with that. Now, what we're talking about here will be clean domestic animals for food that were to be slain at the tabernacle. And you can well understand when the children of Israel got in the promised land and they were scattered out, some of them a couple of 100 miles from the tabernacle, that it would be not only not feasible, but not even possible for them to bring the animals up and slay them that they were to eat. Now, why would God give instructions like this? All right, let's get in the chapter and see specifically what he gave. Now, we have in the first 6 verses the one place of sacrifice. Then we have the offense of occult goat worship. That's something we want to note. And then the offering of sacrifice at the tabernacle and the obligation not to eat blood. That, a great many feel, is the important truth that is here. And certainly it's the theme of this book, that without shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. Yet they were forbidden to shed blood. That is the other side of the coin.